This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. The Canadian residential market is not equipped for longer-term mortgages. But according to Michael Feldman, there is a case to be made that a product like that would have a positive effect on the Canadian market. Michael is a corporate and commercial lawyer at Torrey's LLP. He is also the author of the CD Howe Institute's report, One More Case for Longer-Term Mortgages, Financial Stability. He joins us now to talk about the report. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I love the topic. I hate the title. I think it is the worst title I have ever heard for a report. Now, CD Howe is not known for their creative titles, but I've come up with a better one. Are you ready? Here it is.
Yes, please.
It's the new report is called The Confidence Creed, The Life-Changing Magic of Longer-Term Mortgages. What do you think?
I'll be honest, CD Howe picked the title, and I didn't care enough to want to debate it.
Well, I'll go directly to them to rebrand it because it's a really important policy issue. It is a really important topic. So let's first dimensionalize what you mean when you say longer term. Is this the term of the mortgage or is it the amortization?
It's the term, the legal maturity of the mortgage. So typically, Canadian mortgages do amortize over a long period of time, 25, 30, 35 years. But they mature generally, like 98% or more of the mortgages mature within 5 years. So when you get a quote from a bank, you get a quote from a one-year, two-year, three-year, four-year, five-year mortgage. You may find quotes for mortgages up to 10 years, but the interest rate on those mortgages would be much higher than the rate on a five-year mortgage. So there really isn't a market for mortgages greater than 5 years in Canada.
So if there were, what would be the benefits to the consumer? What would be the benefits to the banks? What would be the benefits to the government?
I'll do it in reverse order. From the government's point of view, it would provide more stability. The fact that mortgages renew so often mean that people have to get a renewal at least every 5 years. And if interest rates have gone up from the time that they set their mortgage, they may have a hard time refinancing that mortgage. If the real estate market has had a slump, then you've got, on average in any year, about 20% of the mortgage borrowers refinancing their mortgage or renewing their mortgage in a year when there's a real estate slump. And I think from a system stability point of view, it would be better to stretch that out so that, you know, you have 15% or 10% a year instead of 20% a year. From the bank's point of view, there really is no incentive to offer longer term mortgages. Mm. And when I say banks, it's like all of the lenders, you know, some are banks, trust companies, and unregulated lenders. They're doing just fine with a 5 year mortgage. We've had a 5 year residential mortgage market for decades and decades, and we're all sort of the whole infrastructure with mortgage brokers and everybody is all geared up to people renewing their mortgages at least every 5 years. So who else other than financial stability could benefit from having longer term mortgages? I think the answer is the consumer could, because you'd be able to lock in your rate for a longer term. And, you know, you might say, well, people don't want longer terms in 5 years. It's interesting. Short-term rates are generally lower than, like, one-year rates are generally lower than five-year rates. But a good percentage of the market, like 40, 50% of the market, opt for five-year mortgages. They're willing to pay a reasonable premium to lock in for a longer term. If we could have a longer term, like a 10-year mortgage or even a 20-year, 25-year mortgage, 25-year mortgage that matched a 25-year amortization, I think there would be a pretty high number of consumers that would opt for that. But lenders don't really want to provide it. And that is because the way the law is in Canada is that there's a five-year, there's an open prepayment option after 5 years.
Well, and I think that's a good segue to the disadvantages here, because let's take the case that someone 25 years ago signed up for a 25-year mortgage with a 25-year term and amortization. It would have been financially the worst move they ever could have made because interest rates have fallen to virtually nothing.
Right. And so that's why the government of Canada passed a statute about 140 years ago that said every mortgage, and they basically amended that to say every mortgage that an individual enters into, they carved out corporations, so you've got long-term commercial mortgages. But every mortgage that an individual enters into as borrower has to be open after 5 years. Mm. So if you did like 20 years ago, you had a 10% 25-year mortgage. After the first 5 years, if interest rates go down, you can open that mortgage and refinance it. So that's why lenders don't like to give 20-year mortgages, because they think they might be getting, you know, a high interest rate for 20 years, but it turns out that after 5 years, they get their mortgage repaid. Now, if you're a lender that tries to match their funding, you know, try to match their liabilities with their assets, if you have a 10-year asset, you like to have a 10-year liability so that you're earning a spread. If you've locked in a 10-year liability, like you've issued bonds for 10 years to fund your 10-year mortgage book, if the borrowers start prepaying because interest rates have gone down, then the bank gets whipsawed. They still have their 10-year debt outstanding. They don't have a prepayment option on their debt. Mm. But the borrower has but the mortgagor has a prepayment option on their debt.
What is the experience in other markets around the world? Is there a country that does this and has success behind it, or would we be leading the way?
Yeah, so far as I know, I mean, there's a lot of countries in the world, but Canada is unique. No other country that I'm aware of has all the residential mortgages come open after 5 years. Most countries, and particularly the United States, which is our closest neighbor, and they will have mortgage terms that match the amortization term. So if they have a 30-year amortization, they have a 30-year maturity. Hmm. However, they also have prepayment rights. And so as a result, mortgage rates tend to be higher in the United States than they are in Canada, because the lenders socialize that prepayment risk among all borrowers.
Right.
So you could get a 30-year mortgage in the U.S., but you may, after a period of time, and I'm not sure what the law is, it could be different in different states, you may want to refinance your mortgage at a lower rate if interest rates have gone down.
Interesting.
And that's exactly what does happen. If interest rates are going down, they refinance their mortgages at lower rates with other lenders. If interest rates are going up, they stick with their long-term mortgage.
Well, we will watch this. I think certainly this is a relevant topic to most every Canadian, though it'll be the policy wonks who will follow through and see how this thing unfolds. Michael, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Bruce, my pleasure. Take care.
Michael Feldman, corporate and commercial lawyer at Tories LLP.